Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am super excited to have you here for another week. If you are new here, welcome. I hope the gems are everything that you need in this moment in your life. And if you are an OG, welcome back. I am going to continue to give all that I can so that you can have a more pleasurable life, sis. So, if you did not hear the last episode, definitely check it out. I go a little bit into detail about the framework that I use to work with my clients. It's a framework that I've used to get to where I am, to be intentional about my pleasure and my experiences in my life. This episode, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into her story. So that's the first pillar of my framework. And so when you hear her story, what I want you to think about is how you got to where you are today, and not just thinking from a surface level thought process, but I want you to think deeper about where you come from, how you got here, how you learned the things that you learned, how you were taught to be who you are today. A lot of times we'll say, well, I got it from my mom or my aunt, or, you know, we got it from someone that we loved, someone that was in our family. But then we have to take into consideration where they get it from, and then where they get it from, and where they get it from, which takes us down a long line. And for a lot of us, that line starts with slavery. It starts with the horrible treatment of our people. That's where it starts. And so we carry around these stories. We move in this world thinking that it is of our own thoughts, that it is of our own choices and our own opinions. But what I found is that's not the case. We can think it is. And you may be sitting here listening to this thinking, no, I make the decisions I make because I make them. But have you ever thought about questioning them? Where'd they come from? Is this genuinely what I feel? And that's hard work to do. And I've said in a previous episode, once you start going down this rabbit hole like I did, you can't not want to change. You can't continue to do and live the way that you've been living when you start to learn things. So I believe in season one, I talked about how I immersed myself in the history of my ancestors. I read books, I listened to podcasts, I watched movies. And because I was willfully ignorant, so much that I read and so much that I saw and learned about helped me make sense of some of the things that I do and how I think the way that I think and how I make decisions and how I have opinions and how I interact with people and how I feel about myself. It just really started to make sense. So it had to be part of my framework, right? Because you have to know where you came from in order to create a clear picture and a clear story of where you're trying to go. So the her story and understanding that, it helps you learn about the history and the experiences of Black women, right? And how those have had such a huge impact on how we feel today about our life, about peace and enjoyment and pleasure, and whether it's something we actually deserve and something that we should go after, right? So first, there's breaking stereotypes. There are so many stereotypes out there about us. The one that resonated the most with me is that I was an angry Black woman. That really is what took me down this rabbit hole. Because it's like, I was angry. I was very angry. And it's like, well, why am I so angry? where is that coming from? And then I started learning about the stereotypes and where it comes from and why it's okay for me to be angry and I don't have to feel bad about it. And I don't have to allow people to get into my head about, well, you're intimidating and this, that, and the other. I have reasons. I'm allowed to be angry. And I had to heal that relationship with anger, with that emotion, to understand that there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. And by embracing my anger, I was able to make space for the pleasure. I was able to make space for the satisfaction. I have plenty of clients right now that are angry. They're angry about things, but they feel bad about that anger because they want to please everyone else. And when they are able to acknowledge their anger, it means that somebody's going to get it. Boundaries are going to be put up against this person, which is then going to hurt their feelings, which then comes back around to my client feeling bad, feeling guilty, right? So there are a lot of stereotypes out there about us, stories that were created from people that don't even look like us and don't really know anything about us. But we have to challenge these stereotypes and learn to feel confident in the choices that we make to allow us to have pleasure and happiness in our lives. But in order to break those stereotypes, you need to know them. Right? Under her story, we have to heal from our past. I love how my social media is curated because I see the collective healing of Black women. I see it. There are certain narratives there we're just not standing for anymore. We're just not doing it. And we have been faced, our ancestors, our mothers, our grandmothers have been faced with really, really hard, horrific, difficult things that required them to focus on survival. Pleasure was out the window. Pleasure what? That's not even something that they were thinking about. It was always about survival. It was always about survival. That mindset doesn't just disappear because they have children that see this. Right. And then they grow up and they have children. It's like, well, this is what I saw with my mother. This is how she mothered us. And this is what she did. And at some point, you have to make the decision to say, I get it. I get how we got here. I get how horrible these things are and why you made the decisions that you made. But it's not my fault. And I deserve to thrive. I deserve to be satisfied and love my life. And I don't have to be in a survival mentality all the time. How can I help heal? And that's when we start getting into those generational curses, which a lot of us, that's what we're doing. By saying no to things, it allows us to say yes to other things that we would have never known. We would have never been able to experience had we start healing from our past. Sometimes us healing from our past allows our family members to heal from it as well. We start having different conversations. We start talking about secrets. We start talking. It's a lot more talking that's happening, which can allow, if they choose, because you know, some of our elders, they're not ready to go down that road. And that's okay. But that doesn't mean that they should stifle us from doing what it is that we want to do, whether it's quitting the job, leaving the relationship, moving out of the country, ceasing all communication with certain people, not stifling us so that we don't end up creating the same cycle that we've constantly been in. Understanding the her story allows you to take better care of yourself, right? It's important. It's important to take care of yourself. You hear the horror stories, you hear the personal accounts of what happened back there. And it allows you to value yourself more, right? Like I went to the Legacy Museum in Montgomery. And I left there after hours of reading and watching and taking in information. It was a mixture of pure gratefulness and let me not waste away the opportunities that I have. And on the other end, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm failing them. They went through so much and I feel like I'm failing them. But I left that experience valuing myself so much more and how much they went through for me to have the life that I have. And knowing how scared they were from time to time doesn't even capture, like, my fear doesn't even capture the fear that they had. It doesn't invalidate our fears. It's just different. But the fears that they went through paved the way for me to allow me to have the fear of, you know, when I wanted to quit my job. That wasn't an option for them. Hey sis, if you are a high achieving, influential Black woman ready to lean into your peace and happiness so that you can live a satisfying life away from your to-do list, head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and let's help you find the peace that you need in order to have the most satisfying life yet. Now back to the show. You work out here or you die. Choose one. And while I felt like that was what I had on my back, it wasn't. It was nowhere near. So I definitely value deeper what I'm able to do. And I'm intentional now about living that life, living the life of their dreams and mine. Being proud. Right? Be proud of who you are. Again, through word of mouth, there's so many messages and so many stories about why we shouldn't be proud. Someone could sit and nitpick every piece of us for whatever reason. And we are nitpicked. Social media, those trolls, honey, they will get you. They will get you and make you feel horrible about yourself. But when you understand the history of some of the things, it makes you proud. And it's like, well, my great grandmother had this and she experienced this. And so I am grateful for this that I have on, or the clothes that I wear, the way my hair, the hair. Baby, the hair is a big thing. It's really easy. So many messages about what's wrong with our hair, what it should look like, and what is acceptable. But I know where my hair comes from. And I embrace it and I love it. I don't always feel like doing it, which is why I always have my braids in. But I've learned to embrace. That's why a lot of us, outside of health reasons, we no longer get perms. We've learned to be proud with what grows from our head. We don't have to listen to other people. It's hard because it's loud. The mouthing is loud. The disregard is loud, which is why I encourage those moments of silence to unplug, to just get away from the noise and the distraction, to understand who you are, where you've come from, and why you should be proud. And why this noise is nothing but that. The support. A lot of times we walk around this world thinking that we're the only ones going through things. Or the biggest one is Black females can't be friends because we're too catty and this, that, and the other. And in some instances, that's true. I've had some of those experiences. However, I've made a decision that I'm not going to allow that to stifle me from getting to know people. This year and a little bit of last year, I've purposely put myself in spaces where it is Black women and the breath of fresh air. You know, like I've said in a past episode, being able to hold spaces like that in my events and for my clients, the way they show up and just the shoulders are dropped and they're just talking and being themselves and sharing and being embraced and being witnessed, and there's no judgment. There's no judgment, and they don't have to explain anything. It is so satisfying to be in a space where you can say something and you don't have someone saying, what does that, can you clarify that? Because we get it, because we're so much more connected than we think we are. We may be going through different situations, but they are connected. We are alike more than we would like to agree that we are, more than we would like to think that we are. And if we could start sharing our stories together in these containers and these spaces that I, other therapists, other coaches are creating, other mentors, other leaders, that helps with the healing of the past. It really helps, because then you're hearing someone else's story and you're saying, oh, look at how she got through it. Or let me talk to you about it. How can we support each other, because it's hard? And I recognize it doesn't have to be hard, because I can have help. But we get into asking for help, because we struggle with asking for help as well. Right? Similar experiences and challenges mean that there's someone out there that understands, that can point you in the right direction, which then allows you more space to prioritize your pleasure, to prioritize your happiness, your life satisfaction, your peace, contentment, joy, all the things. Because we're moving out that space. You're moving these things out of the way. Oh, okay. I've got support for that challenge. I don't have to use all this brain power to figure it out on my own. And then there's this ability to speak up for what you believe. When you understand and you know what your generation, what your lineage, what your ancestors have gone through, you use what you learn to stand up and advocate for yourself. And if you choose to advocate for others, in the last episode, I talked about how when you make the decision to choose you and prioritize your pleasure and your self-care and nourish and pour into yourself, it's a ripple effect. You don't even have to do anything. Someone seeing you doing this work, they're going to want to know. And then they'll do it. And then the next person's going to want to know. And so that's you standing up and advocating for yourself and for others without exerting any unnecessary energy, without tapping into that people-pleasing bone that we have in our bodies. And then you can go out there and talk about, like I'm sitting here having this conversation about why it's so important to have pleasure and happiness in your life. You're able to articulate that because you've done it, you felt it, and you see the transformations that it does for you in your life. And you can start pinpointing the things that are not okay and speaking up on it. Right? It's not okay for you to sit here and tell me that I'm intimidating. It's not okay for you to start to cry when I express that something is going on here that's unfair, right? It's not okay for you to put more work on me. It's not okay for you to talk to me in this way. It's not okay for you to ignore me, right? So by learning this pillar of the unapologetic release map, her story, your history, it helps you to feel more confident. It helps you take better care of yourself, to prioritize taking care of yourself. And it allows you to stand up for your right to experience pleasure and happiness in your life. It becomes important to you when you recognize that you can have it. And those that experience the lack of for you to have it. Right? You're breaking stereotypes. You're healing not just yourself, but your family line from the past. And you're doing it with support. You're doing it with help. That's the first part of it. In order to know where you're going, you have to know where you came from. And I know some of you sit in the past. You sit in the feelings of what was. And I'm always saying, it's use it as a rear view mirror, right? When you're driving, you can't drive forward looking in the rear view mirror. You're going to crash. So by using this pillar, the her story of my map, we go ahead and we let that be where it is. But we look back from time to time because it's helpful. It gives you information. It helps you understand what you stand for and what you want to do and what you want your story to be. Your story, not someone else's, here and now. And I love to see the transformation. I know the transformation that it did for me. And again, I'll say, once you learn things, you can't unlearn it. You can't unlearn it. And then you have to make a decision. What am I going to do with this information? Am I going to continue to live this life and complain about it? Or am I going to do something about it and start doing some healing and growing and elevating and transforming into this new person that I want to be? That the world needs me to be, that I need me to be. Okay? So I hope this was helpful to understand the first leg, the transformation of how I help my clients. If you have any questions, if you want some understandings, if you want to keep the conversation going, definitely head over to www.closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and allow me to sift through, help you break down anything that you don't understand. Let's do this together. Stop thinking that you have to do this by yourself. It can be very overwhelming. It can be very frustrating, especially when you start diving into the history that is Black women and how a lot of things are repeating itself in cycle after cycle after cycle. It's hard to know, but it puts some fire behind you on what you want to do to see things different. So I hope you got some gems. I hope this has you thinking. I'm here to support you. Until next week, thank you for joining me. Love you. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.